Right now, though, we're going to talk food, and I'm joined by Nadia Lim. Hello.
Oh, hey. Hey, Jesse.
Kia ora. Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
By chance, we had a Nadia Lim meal in our house last night. Can you pull the microphone a little bit closer to you? Yeah, thanks.
What one was that?
It was from your new cookbook. My wife cooked it for me, as if she doesn't have enough else to do with four children to put down.
Yeah, how on earth is she managing to do that?
Miso sesame chicken.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
yes.
It was so good.
That dressing's good, eh?
Yeah, it's really good.
Because I love buying the goma. I love the Japanese sesame goma dressing, but it's actually full of preservatives, the one that you buy from the supermarket.
Right.
So I was like, I need to figure out how to make it a homemade version.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's and presumably how that recipe came about.
Presumably you can just chuck whatever in there.
Yeah.
I mean, we had some extra veggies.
Everything.
She chucked, I think she was some Brussels sprouts or something, but it was wicked, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just saying to your producer, Mary, that I'm still kind of slightly in recovery mode, I think. I'm feeling...
I was very worried about you during Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, were you? Oh, thanks for looking out for me.
Not worried about you on screen, because you're doing an amazing job, but just every time they spoke to you, though, you were like, oh, yeah, I've had 1 hour sleep this week.
I know.
I had a
I
sick
was
child.
Bad timing, you know, with
had
all
an injury.
The winter. Yeah, with the winter... bugs going around and everything. Yeah, there was a point, I think a period for about 11 days where I was surviving. I don't know how I was still standing, but on an hour's sleep on average, just from having a really bad cough and, oh. But yeah, it was this bizarre mixture of like really enjoying it and having so much fun, but at the same time being so terrified and stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sickness is the worst, eh? I mean, people think I'm a busy person. You must be one of the busiest people in New Zealand. But you can do it, right? But then when you get sick, that's too hard.
Yeah, well,
you know,
when
to
you
do
don't
your
have
normal
time to
thing,
rest.
Right?
Yeah.
Or recover.
Yeah, I mean, sleep and rest is definitely the best medicine, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about Dancing with the Stars.
Fun.
Glad
I'm so
you did
glad
it.
I did it. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have the best stories and photos to show my grandkids when I'm an 80-year-old nana. Yeah, and it's bizarre. There is really this thing such as post-show blues, like, because we became a very tight cast. So we were all really close, made some great friends out of it. And, you know, you're spending every day with each other, seeing each other every day, and then suddenly it's all gone. Yeah.
Who's your best new friend from the show?
Laura. Laura's awesome. Yeah, love it a bit. And she's just amazing. She has such a heart of gold, but what a blimmin' talented dancer as well.
Yeah, cool. Meanwhile, your business keeps getting bigger and bigger. Why do you come up with so many new things with My Food Bag? Why don't you just stick with the old standard?
It's not just me. It's the whole team. But yeah, lately we've released ready-made meals called, so the brand name for that is called Made.
Mm.
And the website is getmade.co.nz. But you know, everyone knows My Food Bag for delivering ingredients and the recipes to people's homes, and then you have to cook it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've built our business on. And now all of a sudden we're doing ready-made meals as well. It's just, you know, it just seems to be something that people want. And throughout the whole Dancing with the Stars process, I was eating a lot of them because I just didn't have time to cook. And they are really, really handy. Yeah. You can freeze them and just have them in your, you know, take them out when you need something. You guys could have done with them when Scout was born a few months ago.
I was just thinking that, actually. It would be a great one to gift to people who just got a new baby or something. What meals do you do?
Oh, so we've got about 10 in the range at the moment. So we've got classics like chicken and leek pie and Italian beef lasagna. I've got a beautiful lamb and pumpkin moussaka. But we've also got part of the range is part of our Fresh Start range, which are the ones that are under 450 calories. So great as meals if, you know, people are watching their weight.
Yeah.
And some of the, what have we got on that one? Chicken korma with super greens. The lamb and butternut moussakas in that one, a pumpkin tagine with cauliflower rice, all sorts.
Now, what have you chosen for us today?
I think we've got it's a My Food Bag recipe from the My Food Bag team, and I think it's a lamb shank korma.
Indian lamb shank curry with rice, if people want to play along at home. We've got the recipe on our website, but tell us about it.
Well, you don't normally think of using lamb shanks in a curry, but... beautiful in a curry, you know, if you've got the time to slow cook it. So it does take about 2.5 hours to cook, as you always do with lamb shanks and, you know, meat on the bone. But it produces the most succulent, delicious meat. And then it's got all that time to soak up all the delicious curry flavours. Yeah, so really it's just a, well, you've got the recipe in front of you, so you should probably tell me if you want to know exactly how to how to make it. But yeah, you've just got like your spice mix paste.
Now, do you? Okay, so basically the idea is that you chuck the lamb in with a slow cooker or a casserole dish.
Yep, in the oven
with some spices and garlic and ginger and salt. What's your view on browning meat before you throw it in the slow cooker?
I used to be religious about it, and I would do it every single time. Now I don't really bother.
Yeah,
and I actually think you get a very very similar result to the point where I don't think you need to bother, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're keen on prepping this one the night before or the morning of, so you put everything in the slow cooker so it's just ready to go.
Yeah, if you want to use a slow cooker.
Yeah.
Or you can do it in the oven, you know, at about 160 degrees.
What about, I always feel as if I should fry the onions off before I throw them in the slow cooker.
Yes, onions, yes, I would do that, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it does give them a bit more flavour.
Okay.
Yep.
So the lamb's in there with onions, carrots, Indian spices. What, you've got an interesting sort of mix here. Two parts mild curry powder, two parts beef stock powder, one part onion powder, half part ground ginger, half part ground turmeric, and half part garam masala.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the liquid. So that's 2 cups of water, tomato paste, coconut cream, and soy sauce. And then that's pretty much it, eh?
Yeah. So it's actually, while it takes a while to cook because it's, you know, it's a slow cooker recipe, it's very easy to put together, to prep and throw together.
Yeah. Lamb shanks are so good, eh?
Oh, delicious. I feel like them for dinner tonight now.
Yeah, no, me too. Victoria just messaged me. She's like, yeah, we're going to do this for family dinner this weekend. I so much prefer a meat, like, sort of pulled off a shank than, you know, cut up cubes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? It just feels like so much more real.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, any tips for rice?
Start with buying good rice, actually. There's quite a difference in quality.
Is there?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. How would you be able to tell? It's a hard thing. Sometimes you'll find if you look at the rice, it might be a little bit broken up in the packet. Mm. And that, I think, is kind of like rice that isn't as high grade. The way that I cook it, I always go 1 cup of rice to 1.5 cups of liquid, and that's water, or you could use stock if you want to flavour your rice a little bit. And then with my Indian meals in particular, what I like to do at the end of, and how I cook it, bring it to the boil, then as soon as it comes to the boil, cover with a lid and turn the heat right down to low and time it for about 12 to 15 minutes.
Bit of salt,
and then,
eh?
Yep, good pinch of salt. And then turn off the heat and leave it to steam with the lid still on for a further kind of 10 minutes or so to finish the steaming process, and you'll get perfect fluffy rice. But I, with my Indian meals in particular, I love stirring a knob of butter through the rice.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And if you wanted to make it yellow, you know how you get in Indian restaurants, you get yellow rice, either saffron or turmeric, just a pinch of it. And then if you want to make it even more fancy, because it would go so well with this lamb shank curry dish, throw a handful of currants and toasted flaked almonds or something through the rice.
Yes.
Yum.
I just bought some rice actually from the Asian supermarket across the road because I got Victoria for her birthday this beautiful book of Japanese recipes, and we don't have a good Japanese cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, buy a Japanese brand of rice when you're cooking rice for Japanese food.
Yeah.
So I've got some really super
pearly white. There's so many different types of rice, and they all kind of turn out slightly different, you know, and they're a bit different with their starchiness, generally. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for this recipe.
Yeah, thank you.
There is a picture. Honestly, you look at this picture online and try not to cook this weekend. I've got a note here online. Nadia Lim drops in to talk about My Food Bag's first pop-up drive-through. We haven't talked about that.
Yeah, well, so we created a drive-through and we gave out over 1,000 free meals. It was awesome. Oh, you should have come through with your bike and taken some back for Victoria.
what's the story?
It was to launch Made. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, but we made it ended up being, I reckon, more than 80% of the people that drove through were busy mums and dads with kids in the back seat.
Cool.
So it became the busy mums and dads drive through.
Where was it?
In Mount Albert, where they have the markets on
the
weekends.
Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah.
Great, good for you.
Yeah, we did it on a Monday night. It was fun.
Nice to have you on. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse.